Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, I was calling in regards to the COVID vaccine to schedule it. I have one question.
Yes, ma'am.
So it's for my mom that she's 65, but I'm the one that resides here. She resides currently in Mexico, but she comes to visit us for a month to take care of the babies. Is she able to get it once she comes and visit us?
I'm sorry, I can't really repeat that for me if you don't mind.
Oh, okay. So I'm a resident here, but my mom.
You're a resident in Alabama, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, 1 second.
My mom is.
Okay, go ahead.
My mom is 65, but she resides in Mexico, and she comes and visits us once in a while to take care of the babies. Is she able to take the vaccine when she's here?
Let me check for you. Hold for 1 second, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Hey, ma'am, I'm sorry for that hold. So, yeah, she's able to go ahead and register if she would like. And as long as she qualifies, they'll give her a call to schedule her. But she can.
She's 65, right? But she doesn't have to reside in Alabama.
That's correct. She can pre-register here if she would like. As long as they're willing to travel, it doesn't make a difference.
Let me ask with her, because I think it's going to be sometime in March, but I can do it online too, right?
Yes, ma'am. That's correct.
All right. Okay. That sounds good. I appreciate your help, though.
No problem. And thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. You enjoy your day today, okay?
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.